Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, a very warm welcome to our series on the topic, The Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. Today we have reached the seventh reading from the book with the same title. It is a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of the Divine Wisdom, compiled from a series of roundtable discussions with Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. As we heard in our previous programs, this book offers a fullness of one-of-a-kind knowledge and insights. For example, how the eternal creation of the being emerged, the seven-dimensional kingdom of God, or how the cradle of drawing and creating of the eternal very gradually, in unimaginable cycles of time, formed the divine etheric core of being. We learn that divine beings are at home in the eternal being. Spirit beings who live and dwell in spiritual structures. Animals live with them, and plant species adorn the gardens of the being. And every plane of heaven has its mark in terms of sound, color, and form. Dear fellow people, all this, and so briefly, and so there is an eternal kingdom of a beauty and perfection that we can hardly imagine. And yet, it is our home, it is the origin of us all, to which we will one day again return. Why, then, must all of that first be brought home to us? How did it happen that we distanced ourselves so much from our eternal Father and from our eternal homeland? This and more is what we will be hearing about today. And for this, we will now read in our book about the fall of the spiritual beings all the way down to the coarse materialness of the human being.
Many people live in the fall thought that led to becoming human. It is divide, bind and rule. Anyone who separates himself from the all unity, the divine heritage, the eternal law of love for God and neighbor, from the link and be, cannot exist in the kingdom of God. For anyone who divides and does not link, who is against the eternal law of all unity, falls as if automatically out of the all unity, because he divides, binds, and tries to rule. That brings a lack of freedom.
Liebe Mitmenschen, lesen und hören wir, wie es zum Fall geschehen kam.
Dear fellow people, let us read and hear about how the fall event happened. Several divine beings in the eternal being began to rebel against God's law of unity, the love for God and neighbor. They began to create their own ego law in tendencies of divide, bind, and rule. For this reason, they could no longer stay in the all unity in the kingdom of God. These tendencies developed more and more into the fall thought, divide, bind, and rule. Many, very many divine beings gradually joined this thought of wishing and wanting, divide, bind, and rule. It has been passed down that the Archangel Michael led them out of the kingdom of God. Because of their intransigence to turn back and change their ways, they fell ever deeper, so that their body became darker, heavier, and thus condensed more and more in accordance with their fall thought, divide, bind, and rule.
During unimaginably long periods of time, that is, windows of time, the planet Earth developed with the corresponding plant and animal species. Later came the beings that had now become coarse material, which over the course of countless thrusts of condensation in the finer material realms had condensed into human-like beings and then into human beings. The law of divide, bind and rule is the fall law, the law of cause and effect, also called sowing and reaping, or action equals reaction. According to the divine inheritance law of freedom, every being is responsible for itself, as are we human beings in terms of our feeling, sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting.
By origin, we are all pure beings, spirit beings, which came from the kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God is and remains in the very basis of each soul as essence. Just as Jesus of Nazareth taught us, the kingdom of God is within, in you. God, the eternal, the all-one, is and remains the life with His children in the very basis of each soul, in the core of being, the primordial heart, which beats in soul and person. The unlawful existence of people, the law of divide, bind, and rule, or cause and effect, surrounds the soul and person as energy. These are the so-called soul garments, burdens of the individual, whose mirror is the aura.
Since the fall from the eternal kingdom of God, the All-One has sent divine beings over and over again. The All-One has informed and shown His fallen sons and daughters, later human beings, the path back to the eternal homeland. Many fall beings then returned. Others, in turn, incarnated over unimaginable periods of time, that is, windows of time. Bit by bit, they built up a structure of domination, which in the finer material realms operates as the demonic power. The demonic divide, bind, and rule influenced the first beings that had become human beings evermore and made them dependent. During the further course of increasing condensation, which today we call matter, external religions and disastrous power structures came into being, created by human beings.
In our previous programs, we heard about the intentions of the contrary forces to bring about the dissolution of the eternal being. Since the dissolution of the eternal being failed, the demon's goal today is to destroy everything that bears the existence of God. Above all, the core of being that is inherent in all living beings, in each life form, in each animal, in the plant and mineral kingdoms. From the very beginning until today, their striving is to make the kingdom of God subject to them, and they still have the desire to dissolve it, if possible.
Anyone who joins with the fall law of the demonic power, divide, bind, and rule, loses more and more energy, and ultimately his freedom. Through the loss of energy, people commit themselves to deceptive power structures, which want to convey to them the idea and certainty that they are on the right path, or are already gods, if not to claim being God Himself. Here we immediately think of idolatry, of statues of clay and bronze, of the idol Baal. The ritual idol and his priests rule today in a similar way to ancient times. It's just that they have different names, faces, and titles. Right from the beginning, the knaves from below were liars and murderers who wanted and still want to destroy everything that in truth belongs to God, the Eternal.
Wenn Sie wollen, denken Sie über die fünf Komponenten nach.
If you like, reflect on the five components to figure out what it means to relinquish to others the reins of your own life. When people commit themselves to the law of divide, bind, and rule, and follow similar patterns of thinking and acting, they lose more and more energy in soul and body. This means that due to this, they can hardly find their way to God in the very basis of their soul. Then doubt in the eternal begins, and in many cases, addiction. In the last analysis, addiction means that a person is looking for a hold, but where? If an addiction gets out of hand because it causes the person to lose more and more energy, then in many ways the person plays the role of ruler over life, which ultimately means, I am God. I am more intelligent than the animal, the plant, and the stone. And not lastly, more intelligent than many a person, everything is mine. Among other things, this leads to loss of freedom, to countless addictions, all the way to so-called fits of raving madness, which are encountered in people everywhere these days. Because the lapse from higher ethics and morals is gaining the upper hand and becoming the norm, most people think only of themselves and unscrupulously use people, animals, and the Mother Earth for their base purposes. The spiritual poverty, the energy gradient through the distance from God, is the outcry, I want, I want.
At some point in time, the outcry, I want, becomes the deed. People make people dependent, treat animals in the cruelest way, killing and murdering them. They keep animals in animal ghettos, as so-called slaughter animals, and the animal ghetto wardens hand them over to the butcher who slaughters them, cuts and portions their flesh into pieces, which then land in the frying pans of the animal cannibals. Among other things, people also keep animals imprisoned in order to live out their drives on them or for personal entertainment. And so, people affect animals in order to train them for their human purposes and needs. People turn animals into livestock, etc., etc. Much, if not to say everything, originates from the content of the five components. Many people have lost the just way of sensing and feeling. They have dedicated these two components to the ruling structure of Baal.
Dear fellow people, animals are sentient beings which, like us human beings, feel suffering and pain and sense what man, the cruel fellow, is up to. As a result of man's turning away from the divine, from the origin of his true being, which is unity, he hardly has any more a way to reach his neighbor, and certainly not the animal, which is in communication with its animal brothers and sisters of the same species, and with the All One. Through loss of energy, most people have become hangers-on and imitators. They submissively joined what God Baal and his entourage have initiated. From the component thought, developed the base mindset that makes one unfree. From the sacrifice of freedom, the way of thinking in terms of castes and external religions with cult priests and pastors, power structures and belief systems, as well as purposeful traditions, spread. Depending on the epoch, the power structures and their manifestations change, but the animal murder of our fellow creatures remains.
When cultists teach that animals do not have souls, that nature is likewise inanimate, and that man is allowed to make the animals and nature subservient and available for his use, then people who are still alert and who believe in the one God, who is the All Unity, should actually sit up and take notice. Anyone who is servile to external compulsions, as applies to the madhouse divide, bind, and rule, on the one hand, brutally violates the provider of mankind, the Mother Earth, and, on the other hand, the animal world through torturing animals, massacring and murdering animals, and through animal cannibalism. During the Middle Ages, people treated people as they do animals today. Only back then, they did not slit human bodies open in order to consume them. Today, the pagan terrorism, the tradition of destruction and slaughter, is particularly going after the Mother Earth, her animal and plant species, as well as the mineral kingdoms. Today, animal cannibalism is the order of the day. Man consumes the flesh of his fellow creatures, his little animal brothers and sisters, and robs them of their bases for life on Earth.
Everything, but absolutely everything, is subject to the murder machine man. The torture of animals, the extermination of the animal and plant beings, the manipulation and modification of the genetic material, and much more. Through genetic engineering of animals, but also through artificial insemination of animals, people produce fake animal creatures. Note well, these are not animals from God's cradle of creation, but beings that do indeed suffer and feel pain, but are on the drip feed of the life of those people who cause and affirm such things and profit from them, and those who consume the meat of all tortured and cruelly killed animal bodies.
All dies steht im Auftrag des Heidengottes.
All this is by order of the pagan God who comes from below, and who from the very beginning was a liar, a torturer, a slaughterer and murderer. The validity of the statement by Jesus of Nazareth concerning this can be seen everywhere today. He said, "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires." He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. End of quote. Dear fellow people, A very direct question to our viewers. Do you also belong to the pagan guild? Are you too a terrorist as far as the earth with its animals, plants and minerals is concerned? If yes, then you will not understand us. We who are for the one Creator God, who is the all unity, which is love for God and neighbor.
Dear fellow people, we continue reading under the title, Man destroyed the original harmonious symbiosis between animal and nature. The maltreated earth is rebelling. Countless people in all generations followed and still follow today the dominion of the cult Baal, which, however, expresses itself today under various names. As already stated, the pagan cult traditions of the underworld claim that animals do not have souls and plants do not have feelings. They claim that we human beings may use and also abuse these living beings and life forms at will. People in all generations were infested, that is, marked by this idolatry, this idolatrous mania. For this reason, animals in general bear this stamp, intended for use, that is, for consumption. Because of this, our animal brothers and sisters suffer tortures. They are abused as livestock, chained up, maltreated, cruelly and brutally killed, kept in prisons and animal ghettos, until they are murdered by the butcher, to finally be consumed by human beings, animal cannibals.
Von Tierkannibalen verzehrt zu werden.
Alles, aber auch alles, beruht auf Energie.
Everything, but absolutely everything is based on energy. Since no energy is lost, any brutal act whatsoever, the abuse of animals and nature, and the predatory exploitation of Mother Earth in equal measure, is stored in the aura of the planet Earth, and likewise on the film reel of the soul garments of those people who are addicted to the idolatrous mania. This negative energy radiates back to the earth, which results in the fact that animals, filled with fear and terror, avoid the originators, the human beings, and run away from them, that is, they take flight. People, who are after all their big brothers and sisters, should offer our fellow creatures protection and support, instead of being a terrifying image. Because many animals imitate the behavior of their big brothers and sisters, they hunt their small fellow brothers and sisters, just as people demonstrate. They kill and eat them. Who taught the animals this? Ultimately, man, who serves the cult of tradition, the god of the underworld, who, as stated, was a liar and murderer right from the beginning and still is today.
The maltreated earth rebels, and many ask why God allows such things. When storms and tornadoes destroy houses, when floods break in over the countryside, when entire areas become infertile through aridness and drought, all this and much more is caused by man, in accordance with the law that man inflicted upon himself, which says, "You will reap what you sow." In the end, it is the principle, divide, bind, and rule.
When, according to the law of free will, the Eternal, whom we in the Western world call God, let the earth develop for human beings, for his fallen children, animal and plant species were there first. At the beginning of the formation of the earth for people, the animals did not eat each other. They took what nature provided them with. They did not pull up plants by their roots, as people do today. They took the leaves, they took the herbs, the seeds and fruits, and then let the plants continue to grow, so that they would flourish through the power from above. This was the harmonious symbiosis between animals and nature. And how is it today? Today, what happens corresponds to how people are. They have transmitted their behavior to the world of animals and plants, to the whole planet Earth, plundering, robbing and murdering. And yet, the original order remains the eternal divine principle, the creatures from God, the animals, plants, stones and minerals are part of the great all-unity, God, because God is the all-life, and thus all his living beings and life forms carry his breath, the life. That is, and that will be, eternally.
The estrangement from the all-being, the all-unity, is the egocentricity, which exhibits its spiritual poverty in divide, bind, and rule, as a claim to power, which means, I am my own best friend. This is the spiritual imbalance, the disinterest in true values, in higher ethics and morals. It is demonstrated in intolerance, striving for power and claims to possession, with a greed for money and goods in tow. The proof that this is so is becoming ever more evident, because present-day society is a society of egomaniacs, with the corresponding all-too-human state of consciousness.
Most people do as the masses do, and as egomaniacs, no matter of what degree, trot along the same beaten track, without paying attention to what perishes in the process. When someone with a higher attitude attempts to cross this beaten track of the ego, then immediately an egocentric, hellish roaring comes from below, from the system of Baal, the demand to ostracize and exclude the dissenter, who is dangerous to the prevailing system, and perhaps even to butcher him.
Dem heutigen Baalskult und seinen Anhängern.
For today's cult of Baal and its adherents, every ember from hell is all right, which it tries to lay on God's creation in order to stoke up the fires of hell more and more, to give to the creatures of God, including the earth, the hellish brand mark that means everything is mine. People who are part of this hellish game were and are symbolically given an ear tag by the pagan system, the program of insinuation to influence from below. It's possible that the ear tag also bears as identification the base consciousness, which is marked by the proviso, the concept that faith alone is enough.
Der Glaube allein genüge geprägt ist.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, those were very serious and clear words. And it is good so, for they can be a help to make a decision about how we wish to shape our life, turned away from the all-unity, in the spiritual poverty of divide, bind, and rule principle, or very gradually in the divine principle of link and be, which makes us rich in our inner being. Dear fellow people, we will continue in our next program with many invaluable indications when we again read the speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. Among other things, we will be taking a closer look at our human life and learn that your consciousness lies in you. Faith cannot be proven. We will also learn about sending and receiving and the all communication that makes us free with concrete learning steps toward the cosmic principle of link and be, from which very gradually develops the living belief in God. If you would like to, tune in to us again and continue learning with us. Until then, we wish you well and take our leave of you with a warm greetings in God.